left foot.
Existence. So you ready? I am
walking in wellness with soul purpose. Because we do realize whatever follows I am will come after you. So we want wellness, we want purpose to come after us. So I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. And now I ask, is what you put in your mouth, on your skin, and allow into your spirit life-giving or life-robbing? If you'd like to call in now, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. You can join us also on our chat. Just come on over and join us on our chat. So here today, we just want to let you know that Soul's Purpose Tuesday is more than an affirmation. Soul Purpose Tuesday, we are here to inspire you to natural living and empower you to achieve wellness from the inside out, mind, body, soul, and bank account. Soul Purpose Tuesday is built on the foundation of the Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company, a socially responsible direct selling company that redefines empowerment by supporting individual vision and purpose through the marketing of highly differentiated, natural, botanically based beauty and wellness products. I'm Walking in Wellness is a Soul Purpose distributor, longevity distributor, but it's also an affirmation nutrition community-based wellness program. And our call to action for you today is we want you to be more than a valued listener. We want you to be our wellness partner and empower others. And you can empower others as a customer, a lifestyle party host, community partner, and or an empowered entrepreneur. So join us on a journey. And you can call 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. Again, that number is 1-877-552-7012, and ask for Jacqueline Taylor Adams at extension 1111. And that's one of our partners with Unwalking Wellness. You'll be calling into Urban Tech Fairline, but you can directly connect with me there. Alrighty, so today we are simply speaking on, it is time. It's the first day of fall, everyone. Yes, it's the first day of fall, and with this new season, and as we change seasons, we want to move into a cleanse for ourselves. So our 21-day cleanse is becoming our 28-day cleanse. And why? I was not able to get the information to you last week, and we need 1 week to prepare. But today we do begin. So at whatever point in time in this day you hear this, it is time to start. Now, we have been speaking, and if you've been following the show, we've been speaking on wellness, and you've been preparing. But in these first 7 days, our goal is to get ourselves acclimated to a different diet so we can fully begin the cleanse. There are 3 things you need to do. First, you need to call, contact me, so that you may schedule your self-care consultation and you need it to get it done. You don't just need to schedule it. You need your self-care consultation done as soon as possible. And it's best by tomorrow, but definitely this week, because you are going to need to order. You're going to need to buy some things, and some things you're going to need to order online. So you do need time to be able to receive these items. And so, you know, to that, I need you to call in and get your consultation so that we're customizing the program for you. Now, generally, you have everything. We're still basically going to handle the same structures. But each of us have different challenges. If you're taking medicines, different things you need to do or to know to work with where you are. So different, we may have different ailments, different challenges. We don't want to go overboard. And our goal, we have three goals. One is to remove. We want to remove the toxins, parasites. We want to remove waste and all from our colon. We want to remove. We want to remove the debris from our body. And then we want to fortify our body by with the nutrients and proper things. We need to rebuild it. So we want to cleanse, remove, and that's from removing, like I said, the toxins, parasites, waste, and even common food allergies. We're going to remove some of those things from our diet to see what we are reacting to. And then we need to rebuild, and that's the nutrition and the quality supplements and things that you'll be getting. They will help rebuild your body and the diet as well. Then our third thing is to create lasting change. We are doing this and we're launching this and we're doing this because we do need to periodically cleanse, but at the same time, we want to create change. That is my prayer. That is my hope for you, that you're doing this to create a change. The cleanse is more intensive and you're not expected to do the cleanse on a daily basis, and you should not do the cleanse on a daily basis. Even if you say, oh, I like this diet and all, and when we get into the actual cleanse part, that is something done periodically. No, the most you do it is once a quarter, a deep cleanse. And you definitely, generally, once a quarter to twice a year is more than enough for a deep cleanse. Because if you are eating right, and when we get to the point of supporting our body correctly, the body will do what it needs to do, and it will work on a cleanse. And it will detoxify itself and do the things it needs to do. So there is things, everything should be done in moderation. So just because it's good doesn't mean it's okay to go overboard, because you create problems whenever you do that. So this is a periodic cleanse, but when we finish the whole cleansing part and we're going back, our diet should change. You know, our stomach is going to change. We're going to be identifying what food allergens are relevant to us. Then there are going to be common food allergens like gluten, soy, wheat, dairy. There are certain common food allergens. So we're going to remove those. And then we're going to start putting those back in. So after the cleanse, you're going to put one thing back, and then you're going to be able to tell, uh-oh, which one adverse to your system. So these are the things that, if you even choose to put them back in. But those are some of the things that we'll be removing from the diet and in order and then to put them back, because these are common food allergies. And sometimes our problems are just simply allergic reactions to certain foods. So if you can remove the foods, we can clear up a whole lot. So we said three things: remove, rebuild, create lasting change. That is the goal. And we want to do this not just within our bodies, but also within our minds, as every day, and we can start with our call for today. Every day we have an affirmation and the vision. I'm going to have a daily vision. Well, not a daily vision, but it's your vision board. We want to make sure that you're vision boarding during this whole process. And so that's why I say this first week is getting your preparation. So I want to make sure that each of us has a vision board and we're doing our vision board. And as we go through this, saying change is rarely comfortable. So you're going to go through some things physically, mentally, spiritually. So that means you need to know that all things work together for the good, that your best is at hand and your life is purposed. So it's all going to work for your good. So don't give up, don't give in. You know that this too shall pass. Whatever you need to repeat, you know that this too shall pass. It's all working for my good. So you may have moments of cloudiness and all, but if we follow the plan, your clarity will come, your vision will come, your creativity will come. So that is why I want to take 7 days for us to take the time to prepare so that we're spending 21 days in process. And so, but we're starting to prepare as early as today. So one thing regarding our diets is we have our raw, we're going to be focusing in, you need to make sure that you are buying raw fruits and vegetables. No frozen. If you had to shop weekly, as we stated, not even frozen. Now, if you have some frozen foods, you can go ahead and use them this week. But we want to do our best to even not do frozen. We want to stick as much as we can to raw fruits and vegetables. Unless you know for a fact that they're frozen fresh and then you're using them. But as much as we want raw fruits and vegetables, and stick with minimal processed foods and cooked foods. So we're going to be doing some, we're definitely going to be doing some cooked foods during the cleanse, but we're definitely going to reduce that. If we can reduce down our cooked foods, our goal is going to be to like maybe one cooked meal a day. And that it sounds like a lot. But that's not going to be throughout the whole process. But we are going, when you're at your good cleanse, there's going to be a period where we really, we may only be 48, but where we're staying away from cooked foods, period. And maybe do a weekend, 48 hours, you're staying away from cooked foods, period. But we're going to go raw. So, and that's not the whole 21 days, but that's what you're working toward. So that one, our one goal during this first 7 days is, can I get myself down to one cooked meal a day? And if we're going to be juicing, so if you have a juice, if you need a juicer, this is opportunity to order. There are certain things to do. I would definitely get a buddy, an accountability buddy, a partner, get buddy up with someone. So you're not doing this alone. You got somebody working with you. If like, if neither one of you have a juicer, why don't you guys go in and purchase it and share it? And then afterwards, if it becomes too much sharing, one person can buy the other out. But at least if you have a juicer that you're sharing, or one, somebody's using it, you share it, maybe sharing a cost, and then one person make the juice for the day. Look, I'll make enough juice for both of us for today. The other one can make it if you prefer one, however you want to do it. But it definitely get a partner. Share the cost wherever you can. When you're going shopping, we have a produce junction in my area. It's called Produce Junction. That's where we get my raw fruits and vegetables. But for like $2, you get so much. And sometimes, my household, it's just two of us, so I share it a lot. Sometimes I come and I'll get my neighbors, my friends, whoever's near me, I share. I share my onions, I share bananas, because you get so many of them that they'll go bad before you can eat all of them. And I try to get them when they're almost ripe so that they can be eaten, right away. But those are opportunities where you can go buy in abundance and you guys divide up and share. It reduces your costs. It spreads things around. These are the kind of smart things we want to do in order to keep our costs down, because we're going for more organic foods. Things are going to cost more. So where can we divide up? Where can we share? And, how can we reduce? Now, when you have your whole family, if you're you know, mom, dad, children, or mom with children and all, you really have to be strategic as to, one, how do you make this change? And still, you want to kind of incorporate this in for the family, but maybe not overdo them. Maybe they're not totally ready. Maybe you want to just focus on yourself. They're not totally ready. But still, when you're shopping for the family, shop for the family. So there are some things you can do, as say, as opposed to if you have to buy a cracker, buy a whole wheat cracker. Now, you don't have to eat the cracker because that's, you know, more of a processed food. What I definitely suggest, no more regular vegetable oils, no more Criscos, no corn oil, no canola oil, none of that. If oil, buy coconut oil. It is more expensive, but just buy the coconut oil. The least, if you olive oil, but if you want to keep, I mean, one, you shouldn't be using that much oil, period. You really don't need that much oil. So if that means you're frying so much that you have to have this such a large abundance, you're frying too much. I mean, I really learned. If you have to have that gallon, that means you're using too much oil, you're frying too much, and you need to reduce the oil in your diet. It just really is not that necessary. You can cook fantastic flavored chicken without ever having to fry it. And you don't always have to deep fry everything to get it nice and crispy. But you really want to reduce that. So if you're frying 2-3 times a week, you want to reduce to fried foods no more than once a week. A home-cooked fried meal no more than once a week. If you're eating out a lot, they shift the cost from eating out to preparing food at home. Take that and say, hey, we're only going to eat out. I want to keep this budget no more than, say, twice a week. And that may be on the weekends because things are busy. You're out with the kids. You're doing this. You may have to eat out. Sometimes I know I come in, I'm just too tired to cook a meal, so I may get something. And in there, that's the choices I make. No lunch meats. So we're going to put the news. No lunch meats at all during this process. So if you like, you have to eat out, do a tuna. If you stay away from mayo and use oil, like at home, got more choices and things you can do when you're making your own tuna at home that still make it taste good. But, you know, just reduce certain things. And just don't get the vinegar, you know, sweet and hot peppers. If you're getting a cheesesteak or something, ask them, you know, if you're going to use fresh garlic, no garlic salt. Don't even do garlic powder. If you want to do garlic, use fresh garlic. You can buy minced garlic, will last you forever. Or buy the garlic from the produce place. My gosh, a piece of garlic will last you forever. And then when you buy it in a pack for $1, you get enough garlic to last 2 months. So no more garlic salt, no garlic powder, no mixed salts, period. No seasoning salt, all of that. That cannot be. No seasoning salt, no kind of mixture of seasonings that include salt that you're buying over the counter. We're really asking you to get your seasonings from cookwithflavor.net, and I'm going to make sure that he has seasonings available. We're going to get the number. You may have to call in to order them because they're still putting the site together, but you can go there and see it. He has great mixed seasonings. But I also have available for you, you can buy online where you get your Himalayan salt. Everything we recommend, and this is why it's taking me a little bit longer, because I don't want to recommend anything and you not have access to it. So we're going to talk about the type of salts, no white salts, no refined salt, no white sugars, no refined sugars. But in everything that we suggest, we're going to give you an avenue to get it. And, like, if you have a local Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, but all of those things will be listed. And then if you need to get it online, we'll have where you can get it from the Soul Purpose Tuesday store. You can go there and order it online to make sure that you have it. I'm suggesting all-natural vegetable and fruit spray. So we're going to provide those. There's a peppermint wash that I see in my supermarket, but you should be able to get it in your supermarket. Like I said, if not, you can get it from the Soul Purpose Tuesday online store. You'll be able to get it from there. But just look for an organic or all-natural, biodegradable vegetable and fruit wash. So when you want to make sure that you're spraying and you're cleaning it, because out and especially a lot of our water is not good. I know the water where I, you know, they call it Schuylkill, K-I-L-L punch, Schuylkill punch. And so our water is just not that good. And we can do filtered water. That is definitely good. If you have any water systems and all, if you're looking at buying water systems and things, or even when you buy, find out what is the pH balance of your water, because you want to work to make things alkaline as much as possible. But now some of this you will get in your nutritional mix, things that will help you balance and alkaline your body. But these are just different things to just question when you're getting it. But if you use Brita water filters, this is when it's important to use these things. You know, if you have to, you know, use distilled water, you may need to just get distilled water. But most people, tap water within the United States is just not good. There's fluoride in the water. There are other, you know, metals that cause toxins and poisons. So definitely during the cleanse, get distilled water, some form of purified water, or pH balanced water. If you those waters are definitely more expensive, but if, you know, distilled water isn't that expensive, get your distilled water. And distilled water over spring water. Distilled water first, and they come in the gallons and they're inexpensive. So just get your distilled water and put them in your refrigerator. You want to focus on using distilled water. So all these recommendations will be available for you, and you'll be available to get them online to download. It'll be in a PDF. You have your shopping list. We're going to have a calendar. So on your calendar, it's a spreadsheet. You have your spreadsheet, but you can look every day to see, you know, day one, you know, what type of diet, what is our affirmation, vision boarding, you put in there. You know, your vision board, you put whatever, you know, if you have a vision for the day, you want to work towards your vision. That is just a really a column I put in to make sure that you're focusing in on your vision and, you know, keeping your vision in front of you as you move throughout your day. And then we're your supplement. So we are using True Cleanse. We're using our terrain detox. And we're using ancient legacy oils for the home cleansing. So which program you use, whether you, The True Cleanse, they have a whole full detox system, which cleans the parasite, the liver cleanse, the colon cleanse. They have the whole system, and you can purchase that, and that'll take you. That's a whole 30-day program just itself. And you just follow that. Depending on where you are, what you're eating, and whatnot, you may want to just do the True Cleanse, where we're working on the upper and lower colon, and then do the terrain, and terrain will take care of your parasite and your liver cleanse as well as rebuild. And definitely I want everyone to get the Healthy Body Start, because that's going to give you all your nutrients and all that you need, and this is going to be your steady. It's going to be your Healthy Body Start. So that's your steady, and then there'll be other things that you do to supplement the cleanse. As far as the cleansing, but your nutrients and all, that's going to be a Healthy Body Start. So by the end, everyone is going to be buying a Healthy Body Start, and I'm really hoping that by the end, everyone just needs the base package. But if you feel you need something more, you want to focus, so that when you finish this cleanse, you have your 90 essential vitamins and minerals that the body needs. You will have that. And so when you, that is for your creating your lifestyle change and creating that consistency. You have your healthy body start. So that as far as our supplement. Then exercising. You know, we're asking you to support our partner, which is fitness, P-H-I-T-N-U-S. And you're going to need to exercise every day. I am going to put in for yoga stretching. I am not a fitness expert, but I do know that yoga stretching is phenomenal. Stretching, for one, will kick in your metabolism, get your blood flowing, and do everything your body needs to do. And you need to stretch every morning. The moment you get up, whatever that morning is for you, because we all work different shifts and hours. But when you get up, you need to stretch. You need to prepare your body for the day. And if you think, well, I don't do too much, you do. You're walking around. You may be lifting something, going from here to there, back and forth. These are things that you just do. We all do things throughout our day. But when you're doing these things, what you're doing, you are working your muscles. You know, you're moving your body. And if you don't prepare your body for the tasks of your day, it's easier to injure them. And it's especially so the older we get. So the older we get, we really need to stretch and exercise because it's much easier to injure our bodies. And it's really so important when you're talking about build up of plaque and different things. And as we go into this fall and come into the winter season, people are shoveling. You know, you may be lifting salt things where you're lifting heavy things that you may not normally lift. That lift causes a blood flow to push up. If you have clogged arteries, blocked arteries, this is where people have these all of a sudden heart attacks. So you need to prepare your body for its day, and you do that through stretching. So we are going to require our yoga stretch every morning. You know, your goal should be to get in 30 minutes minimum, 30 minutes of exercise. That should be your minimum goal to get that into your lifestyle. And we will give a 30-minute exercise program, yes. You're not going to be able to, you may not, if you're not doing it, you're not going to be able to probably do it at first and keep it consistent. And it's okay. If you start off with doing 5 to 10 minute stretch every morning, you give yourself a 10-minute stretch every morning, if you start with that, and you do that for 7 days every day, and when you think about it, start thinking about how you're moving and stretching your body. If you're going to pick up something, bent, use your knees, squat, do a nice squat, pick it up, lift it up. Just start thinking about your body and how you're moving it so that you're moving it better. And then on the next week where you put in 10 minutes, now you take that 10 to 15. Do that for a week straight. Take the 15 to 20. Do that for a week straight. Believe me, it works. You would be amazed at what you can do. And I speak from testimony. I went into service. You know, I was just doty. Came out of school. Came back home. And, staying with my mom. My mother was giving me a curfew. I'm like, what? I'm just living on my own, doing what I want to do. I'm coming back home. I'm like, uh-oh, I got to get my own place. To get my own place, I needed a real job paying a certain amount of money. So I don't know. I stopped off at a recruiting station, witness service. Don't ask me why. Leave me too bored. I'll find something. So then I'm off and running, traveling again. But there, you know, I really thought I was crazy because we got off this truck. Get off this truck. So this, run. Say how to give me 50. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, my gosh. But if they would have told us in the beginning, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be running 5 miles, I was like, no, I'm not. You're going to be doing 40 push-ups in less than 2 minutes. You're going to be running, 2 miles in under 16. I'm like, you're crazy. That's what I would have said. please, no, I'm not Jackie running, But I did it, and I did it all. But they were very methodical. There is a reason and a process for everything. And this is what I learned. They would drop and give you 50, 10, 5, whatever, and that's push-ups. But they would drop and do that all the time. You know, you look funny. You look at me sideways, drop and give me 5. You know, you're like, what? And you're just thinking this is crazy. But what happened, it became, we had to drop and give 5, drop and give 10, drop and give 15. What happened was all of that dropping made us so much stronger. And when it came time to our test, because we had to physically test, and that's when you had to do so many push-ups within 2 minutes. So you had to run 2 miles. Within 20 minutes, I think you had, or some amount of time you had to run those 2 miles. Came time to test, everything was so easy. I think most women, it was easy for us to do sit-ups anyway. But instead of me, I think I came in doing 40 sit-ups in a time limit. I was able to do 100. In the time limit, I don't know if I got to 10 push-ups. I was able to do 40. The run-in that took me to do 2 miles, it took me over 22 minutes when we first started. By the end, I could do that in 16. So, but it came from consistently everyday exercise, and they dropped us a lot. We started off running. To me, it always seemed like I was going to die when we ran. But I found out we only started off running less than a mile. I think 3/4 of a mile we started off. And by the end of training, we were running 5 miles a day. I had no clue because I felt like when I run, I always think I'm going to die anyway. So I couldn't tell a difference from 3/4 to 5 miles, but I was just surprised, at what I could accomplish. So to say you can do anything, that's the first point. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And the way we're going to do this is through consistency. That is our biggest key, is to be consistent. Take on small amount and be consistent. Now, we do know the cleanse, that's an intensive. That's like you're going into an intensive class. We're going on intense. But we are going to take 7 days to prepare ourselves. So we're going to go make sure we have our raw fruits and vegetables. We are going to make sure that we have, make sure that we're cutting out as much processed foods as possible. We're going to start looking at things. We're going to stop eating out wherever we can cook our food. We're going to cook food. And definitely over this cleanse, during the cleansing process. You got 7 days. If you want to eat out one day, once this week, maybe twice. But after that, for the 21 days, I do ask that you do not eat out unless it is, unless it's organic. If you're going someplace and they give you raw vegetables and all, you got to be mindful of the seasonings. Again, no white sugar or salt. So you have to, how are you seasoning the food? And so if you get a steak sandwich this week, don't have them put the salt on it. Don't even have, because black pepper is harder for the body to digest. There are other peppers to use, other ways to give you a kick. I would say if you're going to do it, get the food, come home, season it yourself. Especially if you're eating out for the purpose of ease, because you're just tired and you need to get some food. Those are the options and choices. No corn, no corn, no corn. Don't order corn. No corn, no corn, no corn. So no corn on the cob. If you're going to, I would say stay away from the fried foods. No fried chicken. If you, do a place and no, like I said, processed, no processed meats and foods, which means no lunch meats. So if you go into a Subway, order a whole grain bread, and get a vegetable, now your cheese is still a dairy. And I would even stay away from the veggie burger, because there's a lot of bulk in that that makes it very heavy, to be honest. But they have spinach, you can do olives, tomatoes, the lettuce is, diuretic because it's just iceberg lettuce. See if there's, you know, other things you can put on there. If you go into a salad bar, get deep greeny leaves. So the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, don't forget that. But the darker the color, the richer the nutrients. So instead of getting the iceberg lettuce, get greens. Greens that are actually green. Get, you know, you can use sunflowers, but make sure it's unsalted. These are the things you just have to really be careful. That's why it's really helpful if during this cleanse, for the most part, unless you're eating at a vegan or vegetarian place where they already use these things, or at a restaurant that will that have these things and you can request them. Because, you know, a lot of times you can request what you want at certain restaurants. But, you know, most of them still are just using a regular white salt. They don't have an alternative unless you're going to a, you know, different grade of restaurant. But if you're talking about Fridays and these typical places, you know, we eat out Olive Gardens and all of those, that is not the food that you want to indulge in at all during your cleanse. You want to stay away from that during your cleanse. But as I stated, if it's something that's weak, you know, get your sandwich, season it yourself. Stay away from the hot peppers and sweet peppers if they've been sitting in vinegar, you know. So just stay away from those. Now, if they're giving you fresh peppers, fresh green peppers, and you get those, say, look, I just want fresh green peppers, and, you know, saute them lightly in oil with garlic. You need to know what was prepared on that grill. If it's a place that serves pork and you really want to stay away from pork during the cleanse because of the higher possibility of parasites in pork, so you need to know if they've been cooking pork on that grill. That's why eating out sometimes can be an issue. And it's generally because of the bacteria and different things that it gets picked up because of so much different foods and things coming across the grill and everything. And that's generally the biggest issue with eating out. But, you know, they do have, you know, healthier things on meals. So if you have to eat out this week, look for that. If it's during the cleanse, it just has to meet the guidelines. So you have to be able to ask, do you have Himalayan salt? You have, you know, if they don't have these things, you don't need to be eating there, not during your cleanse. So that's the main thing that we really want to focus on. So what are your to-do steps? To call in to 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111, call in. And please call in and ask that, just call in so you can schedule your consultation or just get it. You know, we'll do your self-care consultation and we'll look at a program for you. So you'll have your program, you'll look, say, look, these are the supplements you need to order. This is the body care you need for yourself. So we're also talking about our skin care because our skin is porous. So whatever we put on our skin seeps into the body, into the tissues, and eventually to the bloodstream. So our skin care is really important. We're going to give you a thought for today, but in that thought, I want you to give us a thought. And then a soul song. So some of these would love for suggestions. I mean, really, if you have any idea, you got a song for the day, you give them to us. So we would really love for you to do that. So this is going to be interactive and fun. So you meet us online. Go to Google Plus, plus.google.com, and search for Communities and Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Just join us there. Now, also this evening is Soul Purpose Tuesday all day long. So join us this evening. And if, you, again, you check with our group or on Facebook, Soul Purpose Tuesdays, check us out. You'll find a number to call in and learn more about the Soul Purpose community. For those in Soul Purpose, we have training. Our entrepreneurial certification starts back up again October 7th. We have an entrepreneurial certification and a wellness certification. So we want to make sure that you are on board, tuning in, doing a business, getting certified, knowing what you speak of. So this is solely about the 28-day Soul Purpose Tuesday cleanse. We're cleansing ourselves, mind, body, and soul. So we will speak to you soon. Continue to walk in wellness. Call in. Let's get this party started. Connect with us at plus.google.com. Search for Soul Purpose Tuesdays. Same thing in Facebook. Connect, connect, connect. And let's get this started. Have a wonderful day. Peace.